Very good morning to you all from Johannesburg, South Africa, on the 20th of December 2018. Wow, how quickly this year has moved, and believe it or not, we are once again at the season of Advent. For others, it would be the season of holidays, and for many, it will also be the season of Christmas. This past weekend, Marisha and I were honored to speak at Via Christi Community Church, a church that we've been associated to over years through our community connection in Joburg South, in Laneja and Laneja South, and also through the wonderful mentorship we've enjoyed with the late Reverend Dr. Gerry Lubbe, who worked at this church, Via Christi Community Church, for around about 40 years of his life. So it was really an honor to take up an invite and to do a tag team. Marisha and I enjoyed the reflection and bringing a message entitled, "Do We Have a Song of Praise?" And we tried to get the congregation and the audience to journey with us by them calling back saying, "Yes, we do." So the message was entitled, "Do We Have a Song of Praise?" "Yes, we do." And we looked at the Gospel of Luke, where Luke gives us this focus on what is known as the Magnificat of Mary, where Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And out of all of the Gospels, Luke is the only writer that provides us this beautiful hymn of praise, or song of praise. And we took some time to consider how the story of Mary becoming the Theotokos, the carrier of God, presented to us this opportunity to reflect on the season of Advent and Christmas and the close of the year in some new and hopefully refreshing ways. So Marisha brought her first point out of this text, telling the story that happened before it, where Mary actually got together with her cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth at a much more mature age, but was also pregnant with child. And Mary, having been impregnated, not even being married. So there were quite some complexities around Mary being the carrier of God, or being impregnated in a mystical kind of way. Both these women knew the pressure of the situation of carrying a child. For Elizabeth, her cousin, it was the fact that she had not had a child for many years. For Mary, here it was that she was with child and had not been in an intimate relationship with the person that was to be her husband, Joseph. And so Marisha reflected with the community at Via Christi on the point, from shame to honor, that we find in our society many women and children that are shamed by their circumstances and their environments and the happenings of their everyday lives. There is many people that have faced abuses and have faced difficulties where we can't even get into the main details or the facts of what they face because it's so painstakingly difficult to engage. But whatever the circumstances that people are faced with, where they are with their backs against the wall, they can become people who move from shame to honor. And so this was our first point, from shame to honor. I then flowed on with a point bringing people to consider, "My soul magnifies the Lord." That this is the central verse that captures the Magnificat of Mary, this beautiful song of praise, that her song kind of augments and brings out this joy that she carries, and that no matter what she is anxious about or the circumstances she finds herself in, she embraces all of the complexities of the time as a 14-year-old young lady and brings out the song of praise. And we considered together that we need to have a song of praise in the circumstances of our lives, in the circumstances that we find ourselves in our everyday to and fro, whether it be on a local scale or global scale, whether it be on a minority issue or majority issue, but all of us can step forward with a song of praise in every circumstance. Marisha then took us into a point entitled, "We Are in God with Us." We are in God with us. We are in Emmanuel. And Emmanuel meaning God with us. Where sometimes we can't have a song of praise or can't find our song of praise, but being in community, we are able to continue and press on in life. And Marisha shared this example of being in a drumming cafe where she got into this drumming workshop but lost the rhythm. So she decided just to put her hand onto the skin of the drum, and she could feel the rhythm and the vibration of the community around her. What a beautiful way of thinking about ourselves, being sustained through the difficulties of life, that even when we can't find our personal, or as others would say, individual song of praise, when we're in community, we can actually press on in faith, hope, and love. The last point that I was honored to bring this all home on was X marks the spot. And from some theological learning, we've learned that we need to look at the biblical text with this kind of idea. From an ever-increasing minority to an ever-increasing majority. That until the point of Jesus comes, there seems to be an ever-increasing minority. But upon the time of Jesus arriving, according to the biblical text, when Jesus comes on, you know, on the scene, when Jesus is in the set, when Jesus has arrived, there's a flip switch. The script has been flipped from an ever-increasing minority to an ever-increasing majority. And so I asked via Christi Community Church to consider with us that X marks the spot for Jesus, for justice and jazz. That when we take up the call of the way in Christ, that we have this opportunity to serve people because of Jesus. And when we embrace Jesus Christ as our way, then we become those that are moving from ever-increasing exclusion to ever-increasing inclusion. We become those who move from ever-increasing hate to ever-increasing love. We become those who move from ever-increasing judgment. We move away from that towards ever-increasing embrace. We also, X marks the spot for justice. That the call of our faith, even in this time of the season of Advent and Christmas, is that we become those who are the goodwill bearers. We bring good news. We bring good acts. We bring a hope where there is no hope. We become those who meet the needs of others. And we become those who carry our faith in a practical kind of way. We become the justice. And then lastly, that X marks the spot for some jazz. Like Mary played out her Magnificat, that her soul magnifies the Lord. Each one of us are able to put together our jazz fusion item of praise. That wherever we go, we're able to carry with us an act, a song, a poem, that we become a hope in the midst of no hope. And so thank you for taking this time to connect on this podcast. I'm hopeful that this season of Advent, this season of holidays, this season of Christmas will allow you also to declare, like we said at the Via Christi Community Church, do we have a song of praise? And we will be able to say, yes, we do. Take care and have a blessed time with your family and friends in faith, hope, and love.